Welcome to the Black Girls Wine Podcast, your source of joy and Black excellence, where we share the stories of wine lovers unapologetically operating in their greatness. I'm your host, Shayla Vernado. Cheers to excellence. Let's do this. Wine friends, I am so excited about this week's guest. I got to sit down with Michelle, the Brunchnista herself, to talk all things brunch and Black excellence. Michelle was dubbed the Brunchnista by her besties due to her never-ending pursuit of the best in brunch. Her return to New York birthed the concept of brunch as more than a merger of meals, but as a behavior. Brunch isn't confined to one table, Michelle happily told us. She feels she can brunch with different sets of friends all day on a Sunday. It's about great food, laughs, and connection. I really hope that you enjoy my chat with Michelle. And hey, don't forget to tune in to the end of the episode for your word of the week. Cheers and toast to this Black excellence. I'll drink to that. All right, everyone. I'm so excited to be talking with Miss Michelle Sprott, the Brunchnista. Hello.
Hey, girl, hey.
I'm so happy to have you on. I love everything you're doing, but let's tell the wine friends, what is it that you do and why do you do it?
So my name obviously is Michelle. I'm the Brunchnista. I created Brunchnista. And what it really is basically a representation of how I live my life. Really, it's a luxury lifestyle brand for women, sophisticated women who love brunch, but also home decor, who also love fashion, who also love great food. So it's, you know, it's just a lifestyle brand, but we're starting on the base of brunch and we're turning brunch into a lifestyle.
I like that. Now, what made you want to start the Brunchnista? Because I like brunch. I think this is an awesome idea.
So Brunchnista literally was created by just me being me, really. People knew that I loved to brunch. And when I say love to brunch, like overly brunch, like three, four brunches on Sunday, two brunches on Saturday. What are you doing, Michelle? I'm at brunch all day, every day, different friends, you know, eating. And so, like I said, one day my girlfriend was like, it was like 8 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I was talking to her. I was like, girl, I just came home from brunch. She was like, what? It's 8 o'clock at night. I was like, I know, girl. She was like, you're a Brunchnista. I was like, Brunchnista, I like it.
I
was like, okay, so Brunchnista. So a lot of, you know, I started calling myself Brunchnista, Brunchnista. And then, you know, my friends started to pick up on it and people would ask me where should they eat? What should they do? And then it just became a thing. And I just had this thing in my heart. Like I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what it was and I didn't know how I wanted to formulate it. And after years of sitting on it for a while, it just all came together last year. And so I launched Brunchnista as a blog and then on Instagram and Facebook. And it's just been, you know, like all the things, it just started like, and then I decided, oh, I want, you know, wine glasses and oh, I should have coffee mugs and oh, I'm going to review restaurants and oh, I like home decor. So I'm going to add a little bit of that. And oh, I love fashion, so I'm going to add a little bit of that. And I love etiquette, so I'm going to add that in there. So it just became this thing, and it's just growing and evolving, and I love it. I just love where it's going because it's really just an extension of who I am. It's all of Brunchnista are parts of me that I love and I want to share with people, and I, you know, think that there are people out there that will connect with it.
I love that. Well, I definitely connect. I am a Brunchnista as well. I love it.
I love my Brunchnistas.
Listen, you posted about home decor the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, she is me. Oh, she's me. So the wine friends are going to want to know, what is your favorite wine for brunch? And I'm dying to know, what's your favorite brunch meal?
So I literally just started really drinking. So I'm like, a newbie into drinking. So for wine, I like Chenin Blanc.
Oh, yes. It's my
I
favorite
like
one.
that. That's been something. And I mean, obviously when you start out, you kind of go with the sweeter ones, first. And I love that it's like, sweet, white, and light, fluffy. So I love that. For my brunch meal, of course, chicken and waffles.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Oh, and
My
yeah.
friends tell me when I go out, they're like, "You cannot order chicken and waffles." I was like, "I'm gonna do what I do, okay? I'm gonna order chicken and waffles because that's what I want." I think
You
it's a
never switch
perfect
it up?
combo, huh?
I say you
I
never switch it
do,
up.
I do, but I always kind of want to taste like what this restaurant is offering in terms of like chicken and waffles. But I always order multiple things anyway. But yeah, like chicken and waffles and Chenin Blanc, that would be perfect for me.
Awesome. It sounds like a perfect pairing to me too. So tell me, with Brunchnista, do you feel like you found your purpose in life or like your calling? Like, you know, this is what you are called to.
No, well, yes, I do, because I feel like a lot of the experiences that I've had throughout my life journey has brought me to this place. I know I think I did a brunch for Verizon, and I did a couple of Instagram stories, and I talked about how all these different things in my life have literally helped me be and create Brunchnista, from working in cosmetics and like working in product development and like operations and ordering boxes and product and artwork and all that stuff. I do that for myself now. And working for Kate Spade and understanding the Kate Spade and Ralph Lauren, working for those luxury brands and understanding what their customer is like and what luxury customer service is about. So I think like all of those things kind of play into me. Helping me build my brand. But I think it's a journey. So I don't necessarily feel like I'm here, this is it. I feel like I'm giving myself room to evolve and grow and just find out new and different things about myself as I continue on this journey. So my life purpose, yes, but also I definitely want to give myself the opportunity to grow and move in different directions if need be.
I like it. That was a great answer. Okay, so what's something that brings you joy? And it
Food.
could be anything. Same. Listen. Wait, if food brings you joy, did you hop on the bandwagon that everyone does with New Year's and go on a diet? Did you do a New Year
No, I'm not
diet?
doing that. No. No. I'm not a dieter. I'm not. And I allow myself the room to have the things that I love, but in moderation. And that's always been my thing. I'm super disciplined when it comes to eating. So I'm like, I may cut back, but I'm still gonna eat what I want to eat because that's joy in life. Food is life, okay? Food is life. And I don't have time to be like, I'm not gonna eat this and I'm not gonna eat that. No. If we're gonna eat it, we're just gonna cut it in half and we're still gonna enjoy it. Like that's what I'm gonna do.
That
Not
is so disciplined.
sacrificing anything.
I love it. Okay, that's awesome. When's the la what's the last thing you did that made your life worth living?
That's a good question. What did I do? Well, start Brunchnista. I started my platform. I was really I always say I've been blogger adjacent for a very long time. I have a lot of friends who've been blogging for years, and I've been watching their evolutions and journeys, and I've been on the sidelines. And I knew that I had a voice. I just didn't know where, it would fit in the space. And, starting Brunchnista just gave me like a new flair on life. It was just like, oh my gosh, I have all these things inside of me that I want to share with people. And I love to connect with people. So like connecting and sharing parts of me and having people out there who relate to that, it brings me so much joy. Like my little Brunchnista community, I love you guys. It's amazing. When I post stuff, you guys respond. I love the conversations. And it just let me know like I had a voice and that, it was worth sharing with people or worth, opening and exposing to other people. So that really just gave me a new lease on life. You know, follow your dreams, don't sit on them, you know, be passionate. If you have a passion, just jump out. And a lot of my messaging is that to women too. Like, you know, sometimes you may think like, oh, you know, I don't, you know, this, who cares about this, or why should I do this? Or, you know, you may be scared to start something, but like, just like me, I sat on it for years because I was intimidated. I didn't think people cared, but you know, once it's out there, it's like, I was able to, you know, grow my following on Instagram almost 17,000 in a year, you know? So, you know, just knowing that, just do it, just jump, just do it, just start, and, you know, everything else will follow. So yeah, starting Brunch Nice.
That's awesome. So I know, like, the next question, everyone listening is going to want to know, what was it that made you finally get over your fear and get out of your own way?
Right. That's a great question. And so, her name is Shake Your Beauty on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I like that.
She's, like I said, blogger adjacent. I have all these people in my circle. They're amazing and wonderful. And I heard Shake Your Beauty on a panel. And I do actually know her, Ty. William, she wrote The Perfect Fine, which is just was picked up for Option with Gabrielle Union to be turned into a movie. So yay Tia. So she was on a panel and I was there just to support and say, you know, hey girl. And she said, if you don't do your idea, it will jump out of your head and into somebody else's. And I got scared. I was like, I have been building Brunch Nista in my mind and in my in my iPhone notes for years. If someone else came along and did it, I would be livid. I would be livid. I would be like, all this work that I've been putting in behind the scenes, you know, like, no one knows. Like, I have, like, almost 1,000 notes about Brunch Nista in my iPhone. And, like, you know, I've been sitting on it for years. So I was like, wow, if someone else really came along and did it, I would be so crushed. And she said that at a panel in September of 2017. And I was like, no, I got literally scared. I was like, oh my God, you know, she was like, if you don't do your idea, it's going to jump into someone else's brain and they're going to do it and then you're going to be salty. And I knew that was going to be me. So I was like, I got to do it. And
definitely,
of course, encouragement from my friends all along. Claire from the Fashion Bomb, Kayla, Renee from In Her Shoes. All my friends have always been like, do it, because they've done it, you know. And then having them as friends too and seeing how successful they have been able to be, like, definitely motivation. But still, you know, I was kind of like, oh my God, can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it? Anyway, so after hearing that, I was like, nope. I promised myself, I was like, 2017. And I already had the website up, right? So I had the website up from January 1st of 2017.
Oh my goodness.
But I was like so nervous. I was like, ugh. So all the way till September. And in September, when Tia said that, I launched in November. I was like, nope, I'm going to do it now. And I had already said in 2017, I said, if I don't launch in 2017, I have to forget about the idea and I can never, never speak of it again. And that's where it started.
Well, I'm glad that you went ahead and launched it for our enjoyment.
So am I. It's been an awesome journey.
So has embarking on this journey, did it make you realize how operating what about it made you realize how operating in your own excellence was going to impact the African-American community?
I didn't know. I just knew that I had something that was in me and it wouldn't let me go. You know, like people say, like, I have this thing and it's just, it's on me and it wouldn't let me go. Like, that's how I felt about Brunch Nista. I was like, it kept coming up. It kept coming up in different spaces, in different places, in different ways. And the idea just was holding on to me so tightly. And so I had to give it space to grow or move. Like, I just could not allow it to evolve because it was just, you know, it was just something I was carrying on me for so long that I had to give it the opportunity to at least see what it could become.
I love that. So, Michelle, you are Black excellence, okay?
So, thank you.
So, I want to know, growing up, did you picture your version, Michelle's version of Black excellence being this way, or did it mean something else to you?
I actually did not, because I grew up in a very religious, well, not religious, but I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. So mm-hmm. obviously there's a lot of lifestyle things that are involved in being Seventh-day Adventist. So mm-hmm. Always being Seventh-day Adventist, education is really high on the spectrum for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our own schools. Mm-hmm. You know, you get up in church, you're expected to speak and, you know, be presented a certain way. And I do believe that all those things have helped shape who I am. Mm-hmm. And I love that. But, you know, outside of that world, I didn't know what else, you know, what excellence looked like outside of that. It's very, and also being Caribbean as well is something I struggle with as well. Mm-hmm. Outside of being Caribbean and then also being, you know, Seventh-day Adventist, there's just a certain type of way that Black excellence is exhibited. Mm-hmm. And it's usually a doctor, a lawyer, uh-huh. you know, someone, you know, who is, you know, suited and booted and all perfectly tied together.
Right.
But
right.
I always knew that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the evolution of me has allowed me to also just be a little bit more free with that. Mm-hmm. I knew that I had a creative side, but it, you know, has been very, like, pushed down. Like, I went to school. My major was biology. I thought mm-hmm. I was going to be a dentist. Ah. But, you know, allowing myself the room to, like, grow and be creative and explore that side mm-hmm. Has helped me come to this point. So, you know, Black excellence looks a lot different for me, especially now that I have girlfriend blog friends who are bloggers who are doing exceptionally well in the space.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of gives me a different perspective than someone else. You know, like, I can touch those people and say, I know her and I know she makes a lot of money on Instagram posts, you know, like, so it's very, like, reachable.
Uh-huh.
And so that success is very different from what I was shown or told success looks like. And I'm appreciative of that space and being mm-hmm. able to explore those options.
That's awesome. So you said you know, you come from a Caribbean background and everything. Do your parents understand your excellence?
No. I don't know if you saw my Instagram live. My mom was here for Mother's Day, and I uh-huh. had her, and I was like, Mommy, do you know what a blog? She was like, what's that? I don't know what that is. I was like, you know, they don't get it. She has no clue. My aunt actually came to the marketplace. My mom lives in Alabama, uh-huh. but my aunt lives here in New York, and I told her that I was going to do a marketplace, and I was like, you should really stop by. She, you know, mm-hmm. and I gave her the address. She's older. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, maybe she'll come. And she actually came, and she saw, uh-huh. you know, she saw my boxes. She saw my glasses. She saw my table set up, and she was blown away. She was like, oh, my goodness, I did it. She still doesn't have a full scope.
Right.
Seeing me in that space, like, she kind of has, like, another level of idea of, like, what's happening with me.
Uh-huh.
And she was super excited and super proud. She was like, oh, my gosh, like, you were in that space with all these amazing people. Your table setup was amazing. So I just love that she was able to see it, because mm-hmm. we interact a lot. And when I tell her stuff, she's like, I don't, you know, like, I don't get it. I don't know what's, you know. And I sent all my packages to her house because she has a doorman. Uh-huh. So all these stuff come to her house. And she was like, I don't, like, what's happening? Like, she saw something that said Brunch Nista. She was like, I told the man, nobody Brunch Nista lives here.
Oh, gosh. Auntie, no,
get our packages. I told the mail guy, Brunch Nista don't live here. But now, like, I was so happy that she was able to come in that space and see me in an environment to, mm-hmm. like, have a better grasp of, like, what is happening with me and, like, where mm-hmm. I'm going and, like, you know. So that was really, really good. Like, that was a highlight of the marketplace for me. It's my aunt. She's, like, 70 years old, and she's in there, like, you know, super excited and super proud for me.
Yeah. Oh, yay. That's awesome. That is wonderful. Okay, so what would you tell your 18-year-old self that you know now?
Oh, my gosh. What? You gonna get over him. No.
Girl, we all needed to hear that, okay? You gonna get over
you
him.
You will get over him. He is not all that. No. I would just tell her to be, just follow, you know, that like small voice in your head that always nags you. Just try to hone in on that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I always knew that. I mean, I was the girl wearing sequins to class. Like that was me. That will always be me.
Uh-huh.
But in the space, it's like, what are you doing? Like, girl, ma'am, hi, what are you doing? And I just, you know, you could never explain that to someone.
Right.
You know, I grew up in New York, fashion all around. I've been surrounded by it. My mom, you know, we always had these big dinners at our house and we always, you know, had people over and, you know, family was really important and gathering was like all of these things, like just kind of like try to listen to those voices a little bit more. I know a lot of people, because they're not traditional, people will try to silence them for you and just listen to them a little bit more. And in the world that we live in, you could be so successful doing so many different things. Success does not look like the same for everyone.
Right.
So just be you and accept all the experiences that come to you, good, bad, ugly, because you don't know how those experiences will shape who you will become later on in life and make you money.
I know, that's right. I love it. Okay, what's your favorite way to wind down after a long week?
Oh my goodness, I'm such a bed person. I literally have been in bed all day. I only got up out of the bed to do this. And as soon as it's over, I'm going back in my bed. So a nice good meal. I'll probably do Uber Eats. I love watching like old... my friends come over here and they laugh at me. They're like, we feel like we're stuck in the 1990s. I will be watching Half and Half. I will watch Different World. I watch Soul Food. I watch Girlfriends. I'll just pop the DVD in and I'll just let it play. So a good 90s sitcom, some good comfort food, macaroni and cheese, sweet potatoes, fried chicken, collard greens, whatever.
Oh, yes.
And my bed.
I love it. Look, I'm a bed person, and now you got me thinking. Okay, so if you were a wine, which one would you be, and why?
Ooh. Like the one I said, it's Chenin Blanc. I would be her, her, him, whatever. Sweet, light, super impactful, but not aggressively impactful.
I like it.
You know, yeah. So,
that's awesome.
You know I'm here. You know when I walk in the room.
Right.
I'm making an impact, but I'm also being able to blend with other people.
That was a perfect answer. Okay. So tell our listeners where they can find the Brunchnista.
Brunchnista, of course, on all platforms. Social media at Brunchnista on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. You can go to my website, www.brunchnista.com. And yeah, that's where you can find me. I'm there. I'm mostly on Instagram though. I think it's like the most rewarding of the platforms as far as interaction.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of time on Instagram.
Gotcha. And her Instagram is fabulous, so you guys have to go check it out.
All pink everything.
Yes. Well, look, Michelle, thank you so much for chatting with me and chatting for the wine friends. We appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, so all the wine friends need to go out and go to Brunchnista.com and order their Brunchnista wine glasses.
Ah! Did you guys hear that? Brunchnista.com for the Brunchnista wine glass.
Yes. It holds a lot. It's about 17 ounces. So you can have a nice wine glass. Yeah.
Huh.
So you'll have a nice little glass that you could sip throughout the night.
Okay. Well, thank you, girl.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's an honor, and I love connecting with all my fabulous women out in the blogosphere, in the social media world, in the e-world. It's amazing. So thank you for having me.
No problem.
Word up,
it's
word
the
up,
word,
word up,
of the week. Okay, wine friends, your word of the week is finish. The last impression of a wine is the finish. It's the taste that stays on your palate after you've swallowed your first few sips, right? The length of the finish is the final indicator of the wine's quality. That taste can be short and crisp, or it can linger for a minute or more, continuing to kind of unfold the flavor secrets of the wine before finally fading away. Most extensive finishes are evidence of higher quality wines. 20 to 30 seconds is good for the average bottle. And when the finish reaches about 45 seconds, so that's when you're still tasting that wine, even though you haven't taken another sip, it's showing powerful flavors and careful crafting. Now, it's not uncommon for super spectacular wines, according to TotalWine.com, to last as long as a minute or even more. The everlasting finishes are the hallmark of great wines, increasing pleasure and adding value beyond the palate. And that was a reference from TotalWine.com. Listen, so when you think of the finish of the wine, if you watch the weekly show Wine Down Live, you'll hear me talk about, you know, hey, when I, once I got this, you know, finished the sip and I'm just kind of tasting on my palate what flavors are kind of lingering. And when I'm talking about the finish of the wine and I'm kind of like, okay, well, I tasted the berry on the end. That wine had more of a strong smoky finish or that kind of thing. That is how you would use that word in a sentence or in reference to your wine down experience. So the next time you're drinking with your friends, make sure you look around the table and say, how did that finish for you on your palate? How was that finish on your palate? All right. Happy sipping.